You're listening to Tom Santos and Bill Jowitz on Mortgage Madness Radio, the show that helps you get the real info on mortgage products, rates, and real estate.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Mortgage Madness Radio, sponsored by Guild Mortgage, where we've been closing loans and opening doors since 1960. I'm your co-host, Bill Jowitz, NMLS number 208309, here with my partner and co-host, Tom Santos.
Good morning, folks. My NMLS number is 332212. We've been closing loans and opening doors since 1960.
1960, baby, that's a long time.
$1,400 down, 4.25% rate with a 5.775 APR, and we're going to pay all your closing costs. Cost, as long as you mention you heard it here on Mortgage Madness Radio. Why is $1,400 down important to you? Why is renting versus owning important to you? Well, we have multiple people week in and week out that close with us for $1,400, $1,600 down. And folks, if you go out and you rent a two-bedroom apartment in the Inland Empire, in a lot of cases that rent's going to be anywhere between $1,300 and $1,800. What does that mean to you? Well, first month's rent, $1,300 or $1,800, and a security deposit, that's typically around $2,800 to $3,000 out of your pocket. And we are delivering every day on $1,400 down, depending on the sales price in your area. So the deposit, when you rent, in comparison to the down payment with us, in most cases, we're superior. There's some tax advantages. We'd suggest you talk to your CPA about that. We're not tax professionals. But in some cases, there are tax benefits of purchasing and owning a home. Plus, you have your own little fence, your own little yard. You don't have to worry, which is happening time in and time out right now. I had a client this week get a call and said, I have to be out of my house in 25 days. And I want you to please listen to me on this. It's happening to everybody in the Inland Empire that is renting a home from a person who purchased and is basically paying their landlord's mortgage, where they get a phone call and say, oh, we're putting the house up for sale and you need to let everybody come in and out of this property and you need to be out in 25 days. I just had it this week. Called me, panicked, saying, I have two daughters, single mother, and I got to be out in 25 days. Can you help me? Can you help me close? I don't want to double move. Owning versus renting, you control your own destiny.
Yeah, it's such a big advantage, not only from a tax basis, but just from a pride basis. Owning your own home, being able to paint those walls the way you want to do it, hang pictures, do whatever you want to do to that house, it's yours. And if we can get you in with less or just as much as renting, take advantage of the home purchase every day.
Let's talk about a couple of scenarios that we've had. Billy, why don't you read your first success story and then we can also read the one from George.
Yeah, I just closed on one of our radio callers, actually, cash out refinance. We actually took this borrower in Lake Elsinore, California, lowered her payment $700 a month. She was paying an astronomical interest rate. She had had some credit issues previously. 2 years later, we refined her into a brand new 10-year fixed rate loan and still saved her $700 a month. I just got the email right now, funded her on Friday, and we are closed. She is one very happy camper.
So you took her from a 15 to a 10, right, Billy?
Yep, that's exactly what we did.
So that's an awesome success story. There's usually not that much type of savings when you're going from 15 to 10 because you have to pay off so quickly, but she's going to be really set in 8 to 10 years from now. Why don't you read George's?
Yeah, you know, we got a call in from a borrower, George, in Riverside. He had a 638 FICO score, foreclosure in March of 2011, and a bankruptcy in October of 2011. Wanted to know if he could purchase a home. Tom, why don't you run through what we ended up telling him?
Well, let's actually talk about that, and then I'll elaborate on seasoning requirements in our marketplace. I think one of the reasons why Guild is so popular is the fact that we deal with day in and day out the average normal Inland Empire homeowner, meaning a lot of us have had events. 75% of the people in the Inland Empire have had short sale, foreclosure, bankruptcy.
That's a great point, Tom.
And with us here at Guild Mortgage, we specialize in that type of borrower, re-entering you into the housing market. So with George here, 638 FICO, yes, we're a candidate. Foreclosure, what month was it, Billy?
The foreclosure was in March.
March of 2011. And then segued a bankruptcy right after that. Typically, a lot of times when there's a foreclosure, they parlay it or put it together with a bankruptcy just to kind of start over. With that particular scenario, yes, we'd have to do the full qualification, but yes, they would be a candidate because we need 2 years on the bankruptcy and we need 3 years from the trustee's deed upon sale date. Not the date that you gave cash for keys, not the day that you walked from the property, but the day that the trustee's deed upon sale came back. So in this case here, we had 638 FICO, foreclosure March or April of 2011, and then a bankruptcy 6 months later.
Call now, 800-971-3725. We're doing these every day. and we're ready to get you into a lower rate. This has been Mortgage Madness Radio with your co-hosts Bill Jowitz and Tom Santos. We appreciate you listening this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Mortgage Madness Radio is brought to you by Guild Mortgage Company, NMLS number 3274, an equal housing lender. Licensed by the Department of Business of Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. All opinions discussed herein should not be deemed the opinion of Guild Mortgage Company, its parent company, or affiliates. Content is based upon information considered reliable, but neither Guild Mortgage Company, its parent company, or affiliates warrant its completeness, accuracy, or as a commitment of any kind. Interest rates are subject to change. Terms and conditions apply, and all loans subject to underwriter approval.